We've also got an email here from Fred Richardson, an expat from Manchester, apparently living in the Northern Territories, and he's got a question for us. He says, it happens occasionally that I get fleas brought into the house via a cat. Invariably, sometimes they end up in my woolen hat. This is science.
So the cat brings fleas in and they make and a beeline for this guy's hat.
Yep, absolutely. And he says he's tried to microwave them away with no luck. So what size should an insect be for a microwave to boil it? He's wet the bobcat and microwaved it, but it more or less destroyed his hat. And I'm guessing you can't microwave the cat. So is there some kind of safe mechanism that he could put his hat in that would somehow guide the microwaves around to it, microwave the fleas?
I suppose that the reason the fleas escape the microwave, I mean, Mark, you're the physicist, but I'll give you my theory, is that the wavelength of the waves in a microwave oven is about 12 centimetres. So there's quite a big distance, 6 centimetres or so, between the peaks and the troughs where the energy is most intense. In other words, the displacement is greatest and therefore the heating effect is greatest. And if you're something tiny like a flea, you can probably fit quite snugly into the gaps where there are fewer microwaves and therefore you're not going to get cooked so well, and you can also move out of the way.
This is why with a microwave you have to kind of keep stirring it and it has to go round, and there's a lot of conduction of heat going on in the water in your food.
It sounds right to me, Chris. If you have these hot spots within a microwave that are a few centimetres apart, there's plenty of room for fleas to slip in between those, really, and survive.
Dave did an experiment about 6-9 months ago on The Naked Scientist where we wanted to see whether microwaving your dishcloth was a good way to sterilise it or clean it rather than have to boil it up on the hob. And we found that actually before it gets clean, it just catches fire because the salts that are in the cloth, owing to having cleaned up dirty surfaces, actually end up raising the boiling point of the water there to a very high temperature. And they also encourage a very high current to flow in that region. And so it does get very, very hot. So I suspect that maybe sweat on the cap is doing the same thing and making the cap get hotter before the fleas do, and therefore the cap gets cooked into submission before the flea has a chance to get a deathly dose of microwaves.
I have to wonder why you would choose to use your microwave to get rid of fleas. Is there no flea powder available?
I think the only way is would be if you
turntable
and maybe immerse the whole hat plus fleas in water.
I think that's right, Kat, actually. Put the whole lot in a bowl of water and microwave it, and if you heat it up enough, that will kill the fleas.
You'll boil the little beggars. Yeah.